Oh my God. Let's see a Danny McBride sex tape.
Ooh. There's probably a Danny McBride sex tape.
HBO comedy series Eastbound and Down returns for its fourth season on September 29th, and it's the final season. We have Danny McBride on the phone. Hello, Danny.
Danny.
Hey, I was just watching my sex tape. I think you guys are going to really dig it.
Oh, it's going to be huge. That would be the biggest sex tape of all time.
Are you putting down an Eastbound and Down?
Yes.
Looking forward to the new season, but it's the final season. Was this the original plan for the final season, or was this you're doing other stuff and want to call it quits?
We actually were going to be finished doing Eastbound last season. You know, when Jody Hill, the other creator, and myself, when we set the show up, we kind of had this vision of it being three seasons, and but then after we finished it, we kind of looked at each other. We had nothing else to do, and we had another great storyline. So we said, you know what, let's do one more season. So I think this will be the last. But, I think it's mainly just because we want to go and tell stories that don't involve men with mullets. We just have
other You're sick of having that hairdo. Yeah.
Now, here in this final season that you have, Lindsay Lohan will appear in the show.
Yes, Lindsay graces us with her presence, and did a wonderful job.
No, she showed up on time.
Negative things happened. Nothing crazy happened. It was very business as usual.
Danny, did she show up on time?
She showed up on time. Yep.
Wow.
It seems like she would totally fit in with just the cast of the show without even having to act.
She did wonderful.
Now, there is a rumor that because she did so wonderful, that you might be, developing a sitcom on HBO for HBO around her. And is that true?
It is not true. That was the one very interesting thing about having her on the shoot was she came in for 2 days worth of work, and then we started seeing all these crazy headlines about like what was happening with her down there, and that we were developing a show for her. And it's not that we wouldn't develop a show for her. She was actually great. We had a good time working with her, but there was no truth to that statement. And it just kind of it was actually kind of shocked to see how much. Like how that rumor mill definitely works around her, and everything is so sort of enlarged and exaggerated. I mean, you would see it in one news outlet that we're developing a show, then the next day it'd be several more, but there's never a story that comes out that says, hey, that wasn't true. They just kind of move on with whatever's next.
At least they're talking about Eastbound and Down. You know, can we make the paper again? Hell yeah, take it. Take the press.
Danny McBride from Eastbound and Down talking to us. I loved you in This Is the End. I think you stole the movie, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. That was a blast to make. It was awesome.
Now, I did hear that you shot that over on the Sony lot, right?
Oh, we actually shot it down in New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans? Well, yeah. I heard like where you were doing it that your offices had to be moved because people were complaining about all the weed smoke.
Oh, you're talking about the post-production.
The post-production job.
They were editing.
Is that true?
I wasn't involved with any of the editing.
No post-production for Danny McBride.
I want to say happy birthday to your child. Is his birthday what, tomorrow?
His birthday is tomorrow. Very well, very good.
Little Declan.
Done your homework.
2 years old, huh?
Yep, 2 years old. Finally knows who I am. It's wonderful.
Dad.
Was he a good baby when he first came out? Was he pretty cool?
Super cool. He knew six languages on exit. It was great. Yeah.
You say weed babies are the best babies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, weed babies are the best babies. They're just so laid back and cool. It's like, I just love weed babies. Danny McBride's on the phone with us, HBO comedy series Eastbound and Down. Is it available on Netflix, and for people to go back if they didn't see the first three seasons, can they catch up real quick anywhere?
You can catch up, I think, on HBO Go. I don't think HBO puts their shows on Netflix. I think it's all on their app, HBO Go.
HBO Go, yeah, definitely go and check it out. It's an absolutely hilarious show. Danny McBride and Jody Hill, Eastbound and Down, returns for its fourth season and final season on Sunday, September 29th at 10 p.m. Do you live out here in Los Angeles?
I do live out here, yep.
Well, why aren't you in the studio with us
we
today?
We want to hang
Come
with
on,
you.
Danny.
Somebody's got to make pancakes for this kid, man. I got to here.
Birthday pancakes,
well,
yeah.
Whenever you want to come down and hang with us any morning, man, just come down. It'd be great.
We'd love to see you.
It'd be great to see you.
I appreciate that. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Danny.
Definitely check out Eastbound and Down HBO comedy series. And go look at HBO Go. For those first three seasons, it is a hilarious show, and I'm glad they did come back to write a fourth season. Looking forward to anything that Danny does. He really did. Did you see This Is the End?
No, not yet.
Oh, my
Everybody
God.
Says
he
I
did.
Gotta see
he
it.
He did. I mean, they were all playing themselves, and he was obviously Danny McBride.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, he just stole the movie for me. I loved him. So you saw it, Eric, right? You saw it twice already.
Twice?
Yeah, I just saw it for the second time on Sunday.
Would you say that same thing, that he stole the movie?
I think everybody was amazing in it.
But come on.
But the twist that his version of himself takes is fantastic.
So yeah, if you haven't seen that, go see that. This is the end. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.